This is RSB&B Update, episode 52, the 1 year anniversary. Hello, everyone. I'm here once again with Ansonite and Lance for RSB&B Update, episode 52. 1 year anniversary show. It definitely feels great to be doing this 1 year, and we hope to go for another year. So, would you guys both care to say hello?
Hello.
Hi, guys.
Well, once again, I guess Pika is not here, and this was supposed to be his last show, so I guess Pika's last show was episode 49. He will be missed greatly. Mm-hmm. We'll talk more about the future of RSB&B Update later on. So, another fine blended week of RuneScape updates for you this week. Well, they did a poll about what guild we'd like to see, and they gave us the... What did they give us this week?
Warriors Guild.
Exactly. So, what are your guys' thoughts on the Warriors Guild before we talk about what the actual update consisted of?
Close to home, and it's there.
Okay. What do you mean by close to home?
My house is currently in Taverly.
Ah, that's right. I see.
And the Warrior Guild is in Birthrope, so it's only a short walk.
Yeah, that's good.
I'll just use my game necklace. I got like 56 of them.
56 game necklaces. Wow, that's a lot. You plan on getting lots of Birthrope Slayer assignments?
No. I just collect sapphires from my master drops and then I'll just grab them into necklaces.
Yes, I see.
Same thing with emeralds. I had like over 100 dueling rings.
Wow. So, Trekkie has lots of jewelry, so if you need some, go ask him. Oh, anyway, shit. So basically, what do you guys rate this out of 5?
3.5.
Okay, Lance.
I have to agree on 3.5. There aren't enough Cyclopses.
Oh yeah, they were very busy when I was up there that first night, so I definitely
rate 3.5. The first day I was up there, and I couldn't even get one. I saw my tickets just go to waste.
Yes. Were you using a mage spell to grab them before they... disappeared before someone else got
no money for runes right now.
Oh yeah, I know. Whenever I'm in that kind of thing, I just take some little body runes or air runes and cast one, and then that gets them.
I was thinking about just bringing out my closet Gothic staff and just going crazy up there to get revenge.
No, I see a lot of people do this. Like kill a couple Cyclops, get the black knives, then use them to throw it. There's the range for your range attack.
Oh, right. That's actually kind of funny that you're using ranged in the Warriors Guild.
And mage.
I know. That is kind of funny, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
I don't see many people using...
I bought a set of herb lores.
I don't see many people using melee down in the Warriors Guild or the Ranging Guild. Not that I ever go to the Ranged Guild, as ranging is an inferior piece of technology, but that's another show. Maybe a special edition. Anyways, a Warriors Guild includes an ex-Black Knight, a Warrior Mage, I wonder where I got that. Anyways, an educated barbarian woman with a fondness for bad puns. Interesting.
Well, she's bored.
Oh, the warrior woman?
Yeah.
Where
she is
bored. Exactly?
Top floor.
Ah, that's right, her. The one that lets you into the Cyclops room.
Yeah, she's all alone up there.
Yes, they in the UK apparently they call the first floor the
ground floor.
The floor above the like the first floor according to this is, let me just take a peek here, but here my first floor is the floor on the ground, but the first floor here I guess is just the main ground one. I don't know. It's just kind of strange how it works. Why not call it the ground? But that's what the UK does, I guess. Or no. I mean the second floor. The second floor is the first floor.
Jeez, Shane.
The second floor is the first floor. So you go up a set of stairs and you're on the first floor, but when you don't go up the stairs, you're on the ground floor. Oh, someone's trillion's going off. Anyways, so yes, that's that part. It's called the shot put. Any of you guys good at shot put in real life?
No. Tried it, and I got not very far.
That was about the only thing I was good at was the shot put.
In the game or real life?
In real life.
In real life, I was more well known for my distance running. Preferably the mile. No, you don't want to run a mile against me, trust me.
No, I'd rather not. I was good at the short 100 meter sprints, those sort of shorter ones, and the shot put. Mm. Did Trekkie like the shot put in real life?
No such thing here in San Francisco.
Okay, then.
There's really no route to throw a big piece of rock.
What about in Golden Gate Park?
You'll hit somebody.
Okay, then. So we got the shot put up in the Warriors Guild, which basically you pick up a stone and hurdle it in, and then you get a certain amount of points depending on how far you go. I just clipped the audio when I said, hurdled it in, but oh well. Anyways, yes, we did have some clips from episode 1. So, on RuneScape, I was able to throw it 11 yards, I guess it was. That's what they measured in on RuneScape, is that right?
I thought they were meters.
I don't know.
They use meters a lot more, so it probably would be meters in game.
Okay. Well, 11 meters. Whatever it was, I threw it. That was my record.
Yeah, mine too.
Oh yeah? What about in real life?
Zero.
Okay. I did good in the... I did some good stuff in the shot put, but anyways.
I haven't tried that one in RS, because I don't need the strength experience now.
Yeah. I see. Anyways, then you have the animation room, where you take in a set of armor and animate it. This is by far the best for experiences and whatnot.
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah, for tickets. Mm. Or tokens, or whatever they are. Tokens, tickets, tokens. Who cares what they are.
Tokens.
Especially with which armor you bring, too.
Yeah, exactly. Also, then there's the dummy room, which basically you take your weapon and you need to hit the dummies that pop up with the appropriate attack style. So. Mm-hmm.
I hate that thing.
I know. It's hard to
tell. I haven't
tried
that one yet.
Hard to tell which one is for which and stuff like that. Mm. Anyways, then we have the catapult room, which you need to use the shield to protect yourself.
I was there for a few hours before I had to leave for HP.
What's HP?
Because of how I was defending all of them.
Oh, right.
Because when you miss, you do take damage. Okay, I was up there for a while.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that one, but it's not that good with experience. What does Trekkie think of that one?
Easy.
Okay.
But not really worthwhile.
And then, finally, we have the drunk guy who makes you balance barrels on your head.
Oh, joy.
Well, did you guys try that one?
Nope.
My
record for that one was 4 barrels on my head. So,
2?
And it falls off.
I have no idea how to do that thing.
I don't know, it's based
on
your
energy. It's put on your head, right? It's put on your head, and I'm, like, trying to figure if there's a way, like, certain pattern had to move or something, but I got nothing.
So, yeah, that's pretty much the mini games that you can play. Then there's also the little weapon, the defenders, and the Cyclops room. They say the defender is an offhand weapon, and it gives attack and defensive bonuses. Do you have a defender?
Strength.
Oh, and strength. Okay. Do you have a defender?
I got an iron one right now.
Oh, yeah.
Got it this morning. Nobody, barely anybody was there, so I was...
That's good. What time do you get up? 4?
Are you nuts? Who the hell gets up at 4?
I don't know.
I've been still up at 4 lately, so...
Yes.
Yeah, but, you know, that's totally different.
Well, The only thing I don't like about the defenders is they don't give a prayer bonus.
Mm.
That's what I have issues with, is that there's no prayer bonus. So, I don't know about that. I prefer my unholy book.
Yeah, I'll just do my Gothics book for now.
Yeah. I know some people have Rune Defenders. And for every minute you're in the Cyclops room, you get 10 tickets subtracted from however many you have.
1 minute.
1 minute per 10 tickets.
Tokens,
tickets, whatever they are. Same to me. Yes. I don't know. Best things to get your tokens, I think, as we said, was the animate armor. So go check out the Warriors Guild if you have not already. Thank you.
I still would have liked a Herblore's Guild.
Oh, a Herblore Guild?
Yeah, I voted for that one.
Oh yeah, those are great.
Because if you think about it, like back then, Legends Guild was basically the Warriors Guild because they have all those monsters underneath.
Right, you know? That's right.
Mm-hmm. That's right. You can pretty much train there all, like, almost all day long.
Yes, and I...
Shadow Warriors.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Herblore Skill would have been better because there's no, like, exactly one spot where you can do everything.
Yep.
For Herblore.
Yep. I completely agree. I like Herblore.
Yeah.
What is your guys' Herblore levels?
61.
52.
70.
Don't care.
So, yes, we would have liked a Herblore Guild better.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, and we do have a quote here from Paul, Mod Paul. Some guy said to Paul, are the defenders a pretty rare drop? And Paul says, pretty fairly rare, but not stupidly rare. Yes, so obviously they do have rankings for rareness at Jagex.
Mm-hmm.
Not stupidly rare.
That's pretty Dragon much- Chain from Dust Devils.
You got one?
No, but that's stupidly rare.
Yes.
Well, how about the square halves?
Oh, I haven't gotten one of those, but I know certain people that are admin on this site have gotten two.
Well, we're just unlucky.
I know. Well, I am unlucky.
The three of us.
I radiate bad luck.
As do I.
So, and I want to try Barrows.
I have, but I think I got nothing really good from it.
Oh, I've gotten a few good things, like my RMs, Verax. I have not gotten any Torag or Guthan. That's one thing I have not gotten. Anyways, so that's pretty much what we have there.
Okay.
The Warriors Guild. Go check it out. And we're not wearing any kilts this week, just in case, somehow, for some reason, last week we scared you about the kilt topic. Remember we said something about kilts last week? We're not wearing any kilts.
Okay.
Yes. Last week was a great show. Comments say that's one of the better ones in this in this series so far. So, definitely, episode 51 was nice. Trekkie and Lance know what I mean. Well, apparently Lance is wearing the same thing as last week. Well, except he's washed it, so that's good. I'm wearing the same thing too, and of course that's washed. What about you, Ansonite?
No.
Okay. Shall we move on to questions now?
Please.
Okay. How about you read this first one?
Me?
Yes, go right ahead.
Okay. The Warrior Guild has been thought of as a possible update in years past, though none of the rumors that were passed around made it this actual Warrior's Guild. Most of the rumors include selling dragon armor and possibly housing a monster that drops a dragon plate body, dragon kite shield, or dragon full helm. Do you think that anyone's hope for this guild were crushed, or is this guild that everyone will love to go to? PFK99s.
Well, PFK99s. I'm not sure. They did release Dragon Plates. If you guys know. Yes, they did.
The other plates, okay.
Dragon spinning plates. I don't know, do you think that people were expecting something bigger, like a dragon item or something?
Not really.
I'm fine with this.
I get it.
Dragons should remain rare.
Yeah.
Although I did kind of expect the defenders, because we've been, a lot of people talking about, like, holding two swords instead of a sword and shield.
Oh yeah, like the ninjas mm-hmm. do? Woo! Okay.
Yeah.
It would be good to have a dragon defender.
Yeah, that would be nice.
That'll probably be, like, the next quest for warrior skill.
The next
something.
Quack? Or the next quest? Okay, the next quest. With
quack,
no quacking yeah. in it.
So...
Does anybody have a little rubber ducky that makes those kind of noise?
No.
Oh, okay. I'm sure you guys could both find one as you have younger siblings in the house.
Probably.
Okay, so... I don't know, I think everyone's fairly content with this. Right? Right, lads?
Yep.
Okay. Okay, good. Thank you for PFK 99. Well, next question. What do you think of the Windows Vista beta? This is from Brad. As you guys know, last week I was saying I was downloading the Windows Vista Beta 2 build 5384. Well, honestly, it is. I found it very slow. And I will not be getting the full thing when it comes out. Basically, it's like Windows XP on steroids or something for its graphical user interface.
Mm. Did you send a feedback? Did you send a feedback?
Oh, no, it's far past too late to do that as it's feature complete now. The majority of work that's going on with it is just bug squashing and stuff like that. Mm. So, yeah, I don't know. I won't be getting it. I was actually underwhelmed with it, I would have to say.
Sometimes I think Microsoft would probably make us buy it one way or another.
Oh yeah, they'll find a way to make me buy it, won't they? They're gonna say that like one of my
can't
new
play
games,
any new. Yeah, probably can't like can't play any new games like
can't play Star Trek like, Legacy on it. Oh no.
Yeah, which Shane, outside us, nobody has any idea what you're talking about.
Well, Star Trek Legacy is a new Star Trek game that is coming out this fall, based on the Star Trek series and stuff like that. I don't have the exact URL, but I'll post a link to it. Oh, Trekkie's whipping me for no Trek talk.
Okay, let's go on.
Does Lance do Star Trek?
A little. I'm familiar with it.
Okay, that's good.
And I'm also aware of all new games coming, so...
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, so... Underwhelmed with Vista Beta 2. That's my verdict. Okay, so what is next for RSVNB with an upside-down question mark from Kyle? Well, we'll answer this question later on in the what's new with RSVNB section. Basically, though, I do want to say one thing, that we do have more skill signatures added. And we do have a newspaper that's coming out. That's what I'll answer here, and then we'll talk more about that later on in the RSVNB Matters section. But
okay.
Basically, just go check out the new skill sigs on the skill sig page. Yes. Lance, can you take this next one?
Sure.
Okay, thank you.
After I reach my combat goal, what would you recommend me working on? My stats are posted below. Bib user.
Well, let's take a look at this guy's stats. I believe he's 108 or 109 combat. According to what I've seen in his goal sig.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. So, Lance, what do you think he should work on?
If I was him, I'd probably just start doing a farming chain and then nearby killing of people for bones until his plants grow. Work on farming and prayer, because those seem to be his lowest skills.
Oh yeah, that's a good idea.
Either that or construction.
Or there's rune crafting.
Ooh.
Or herblore. Nice fishing and cooking level.
Mm.
Anyways, so you say farming and maybe prayer. What about you, Ansonite? What do you say?
Slayer.
Okay, Slayer. I have to say for this guy, I just have to say work on your farming and herblore, even though they are the most expensive skills. you might be able
to... No, construction's most expensive.
Yeah, I guess.
As of now.
Yeah, so... Farming or Herblore, I say. Trekkie says Slayer, and Lance says Farming and Prayer, so I guess there's some suggestions for you. All the other levels are pretty nice. Crafting is nice, too. Anyways. Thank you. Thank you, Bib User. This next question is, how did Shane meet Pika and Mike? Well, I have known Mike for a very long time, upwards of, say, 16, 17 years. That's how long I've known Mike. And I met Pika when I came to RuneScape Members. Then he came to RSBNB. That is from Thom. And I met all these other guys who became a mod.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how we met. From Thom. And, oh, Lance, we have your question here.
Oh, Joe. Ah.
Okay. Yep. So basically, you say, what is our favorite episode of the show? Well, that's definitely interesting. My favorite would have to be episode 28, which was the Best of 2005 Clip Show. Showed some of the funnier moments of RSBNB Update first 28 episodes. It's my favorite. What about yours, Lance? Even though you ask your question, what's your favorite?
I actually don't know, but I'm probably going to say last week after a certain incident, which I'm not about to mention.
Oh, God. Which incident was that? The wizard freaking the guy out? Or the other one? The one that's
oh,
right?
Man.
Which one? Oh, God. That was hilarious. But I did have to edit it out because of content and it wasn't appropriate.
That's why I'm not saying what actually
exactly,
is.
Exactly. We might feature it on the clip show for this year.
Blooper show.
Yeah. Thanks, Lance. This RSBNB update was a project that we didn't know whether or not it would work. We just thought we'd do a few episodes and see if it worked, but people did like it, so we just kept them going.
Hold on, what about Trekkie's favorite episodes?
Yeah, what's Trekkie's? What's your favorite episode?
I have no idea.
Last week?
Not funny. I have no idea.
Okay, he has no idea what his favorite episode is, but mine's 28, so... Yes, thank you, Lance. That was an excellent question. Anyways, time for tech news. A segment where some people fall asleep. Anyways, I'll take this first one. Young Swedish people enjoy file sharing. Youngest voters aged 18 to 20 say that the law prohibiting file sharing is wrong and is a cultural phenomenon. 75% say that it's okay. Basically, this survey here says that carried out a week before the Swedish file sharing site called the Pirate Bay was shut down by the police during a raid. File sharing could be a hot topic during election time, and only the Center Party and the Green Party voted against the anti-file sharing decisions in Parliament last year. Internet downloading has united the political left and right in Sweden. As we know, Sweden is a left social democracy country, and the strongest support among the Liberal Party, moderates, and the Left Party that has been seen. Anyways, and then this woman, I assume, said, they don't understand that you're stealing and that you're maybe taking income from artists. Do you understand that you're stealing, Trekkie, when you download TV series? I don't know.
It's not my fault that they don't release it on DVD in time.
Yes. What do you guys think of this? What do you guys think of this?
Please don't come. You better delete that.
What do you guys think of this? Do you think it's okay that the young Swedish people back the file sharing?
Yes, because they all do it.
I know. I know lots of young people that do it.
Yeah. And plus, I know people that after they listen to the music, they go out and buy the music.
Yeah.
If anything, it's bringing some money in.
Yeah. Like,
and also, they can do something like iTunes, where they only have to pay, like, 99 cents a song, where they give a promotion out, or a free song, and there you go.
I know, it's very affordable, and it's a good way to get the song out. I really don't see the problem with it.
Mm-hmm. Also, another thing is, though, from what I've heard before, because, like, now people can do file sharing, is that many new artists who cannot really afford to actually publicize their movie, they can actually just put it on their computer and just, like, send it to everybody over LimeWire or BitTorrent or everything else, and it doesn't cost them anything.
Yeah, that's the best way to
so, much
get
of independent,
your media distributed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so a lot of independent filmmakers can get their movies out real easily.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there's nothing wrong with it, so. Anyway, so. That's that. Young Swedish people support it. This is from thelocal.se. Does somebody want to read this next one about Uncle Bill Gates? Maybe Lance?
Sure.
Okay.
Bill Gates will be stepping down in 2008 from his main duties at Microsoft. Instead of overseeing things at Microsoft, he will step up in his involvement in the charitable Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, focusing on his nonprofit health and education work. So he is not retiring completely. I guess it's good to give back to the community when you are rich, as he is. I would too. Still, Gates will be leaving the company he co-founded in an enviable position when he steps away in 2 years. That is, if Microsoft is able to successfully meet the numerous challenges it faces between now and then.
Well, I don't know. It's good that he's giving back.
Yeah, he's rich, so... You know, why have all that money to put in your bank accounts?
Yeah, who's going to use $500 million?
I know someone that uses part of it as a scholarship that he gets from Microsoft. My ex-roommate.
I would like $500 million.
Oh, yeah, I'd buy you guys all special RSB&B stuff and good microphones for recording the show. And
if he had an RS...
Oh, I don't think we can do that. I don't think we can buy a RuneScape money with real money. And
yeah,
no,
it violate Rule 12, unless it was RS money to begin with.
Maybe. That would be nice. And no, we are not buying a real-life picture of me for that much money. No way.
Yes, you would.
No, I don't think so.
You know that if somebody donated just a portion of that amount...
With many
zeros in it, only for your real life picture.
You know what I would buy my real life picture?
P hat said mass set or
no,
2000
no,
or 2000.
A white P hat would buy my picture.
Okay, you hear that, RSB&B people? Get Shane
a white P hat will buy my picture. To be posted publicly on RSB&B.
Wait, white hat. So therefore you... So you want a real life hat? Or
no,
a
RuneScape white party hat would have my picture posted public on RSB&B.
Okay. So everybody, if you hear this, listen to this right now, give me as much money as you can and I'll buy the white P hat, okay? And I swear I will not scam. Shane will get his white P hat if I can get enough money.
Yes, okay then. If you guys really want to do this, be my guest and I will greatly do this for you guys. Unless Trekkie is kidding about this.
Dude, you remember how much money I donated to the site?
Oh yes. Oh yes, I remember.
So, he's kind of serious.
I know, he is serious. Let's just see how many people we can get on the bandwagon for this. And then
yeah, so when Shane makes the thread, post how much money you've donated to the white P hat cause.
And that money would be going to Trekkie, right?
Well, hold up. They can keep it until I can get enough money to buy it.
Okay. And then you'd collect it, and then you'd go out and buy the thingy, right?
Yes, but on one condition.
Yes.
We want Mike's feature 2.
I don't think we can do that. I can't make a deal. I can't make a deal for him. We can only make a deal for myself.
No, a wipe he has is too much. All right, you need to get us Mike's feature as well.
I'm sorry, but we cannot do that.
Yes.
Oh, moving on in tech news now. We cannot do that.
Yes, you can.
No, we can.
Camera phone.
No, we cannot.
Yes, you.
Anyway, so the Canadian Automobile Association says that MP3 players can cause problems in cars, so they want them to be removed. They are calling on every provincial government in Canada to adopt strict rules that would make it against the law for younger drivers to use any form of MP3 player, cell phone, or other portable device while behind the wheel. Do either you or Lance drive, Trekkie?
No.
I've had my permit.
Yes, okay.
You don't want to hear the full story on this, why I don't have a license right now. Let's just say there's someone I'm mad at that is not working at Motor Vehicles, but works at the old high school where I got my lessons.
See. Okay.
Let's just say he refused to finish up the lessons and I got a little grudge with him now.
Okay. Okay, anyways, basically, this will be dangerous for any young or older driver, for that matter. But there is no conclusive evidence to show that these iPods cause this kind of problem. So, according to the study released by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration April 2006, many forms of distractions are collectively responsible for as many as 8 out of 10 crashes. Wow.
And hybrids are one of them.
Hmm?
Hybrid cars.
Oh, why?
Because most people right now are more focused onto their speed, like how much gasoline they'll save, the mile per hour thing, than they are with their actual driving.
I see.
So people will drive like, you know, 60 miles per hour on the freeway, because they can get more for the gallon than going 75 and pissing a lot of people off in the back. Seriously.
I see.
Well, also, I don't think the cell phone thing does anything, because I've been in Massachusetts a long time, and well, when they put the thing that we can't do that, they came up with solutions that help us out a lot more than having us say no.
Yeah. What's wrong with just sticking a headset in your ear?
Because if you can't hear the outside world, then you're in trouble then.
But most cars nowadays are completely noise-proofed.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes.
Yeah, but most of the time you roll down your windows.
But you have air conditioning.
Yeah, but that's caused gas.
Yeah, whatever. So.
And also, what are you going to do in the winter?
Yeah, I don't know.
In the winter? Well, I don't drive anyway, so I don't care.
I don't know, so iPods, do they make you a bad driver? What do you guys think?
No.
No.
Nope.
No, okay. Glad we got that one settled.
But then I'm mostly using it on one ear anyway, so if I'm outside.
On to rants now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So who wants to read number one?
I think Lance wanted this.
Lance, which one did you want?
The first one, because I felt like doing it earlier.
Go right ahead, then.
I'm personally sick and tired of noobs ruining RuneScape for us. Like when someone deliberately opens the south gate, or kills a south shifter for fun, or when they decide to cast teleblock on you at a critical point in the fight against the rock. Or how about the infamous, haha, let's destroy a splatter right next to all my teammates, killing me and them in the process. There should be a report button for this, perhaps named Hindering Game. Also, harassment, I know you might just say, just change worlds, or turn off public check and block him, but A, why should I have to stop gameplay just because someone is annoying me, and B, why the hell should I put up with some stupid level 40 following me around silently, begging for freebies?
Wow.
Well,
basically, go first, Trekkie.
You take them to the water and kill them.
What if they're not stupid enough to follow you to high enough wild?
then you go to Ardon and have them pull the lever. Then okay. Kill them in there.
Okay.
If that doesn't work, give him a couple of nightshades. Tell him it's a magical plant.
Oh, God.
Oh, he's done it level 16. Oh, wait, he's free to play.
Oh. How many hit points would, say, a level 49 have, or level 40 have?
Mm. 30, 40? No, probably less.
Not even.
Probably less.
So then, 4 nightshades would kill them, then.
Yeah, but I think after eating one, they'll figure out that it's not a real plant. It's not good for you. But they'll probably get poisoned by the time they get to the back and die.
No, you don't get poisoned when you eat nightshade.
What that doesn't do?
You just get hurt 15. So, yeah.
How much HP would you say a level 16 has?
I'm not sure.
Not much.
Because I had an annoying one that actually said, I found your name off the internet today.
Oh my god.
I get that all the time. If you go to shane.rsbnb.com and just click on one of the comments, you'll see one like, persons whose name is undisclosed. Can you tell me a good character name to my email at this email address, please? And another one, yes. So we get all kinds of people. Shane.rsbnb.com. So. As for that teleport Dara thing, just click turn accept aid off, right?
Yeah, I don't even have it on anyway.
I know.
Because I don't need to teleport. I don't need others to teleport me. I have to do it myself.
I can get around myself.
Me too.
Yep.
If I do need help, I just turn it on and ask someone then.
Yep. Oh, yeah. That's good. Anyway, so. It's part of the game, and there are ways you can fix it. Next round, please. Tracking, go right ahead.
Okay, give me a minute. Okay, here we go. Let me start off my post by saying I'm a level 95. In some cases, I do consider myself a higher level player. I have been a member for about 8 months. I've been playing RuneScape for about 9 months now. Lately, however, I have noticed that everything in RuneScape revolves around lower level players. I know that Jack is a company that is a company trying to make money. I also understand why they're interested in attracting lower level players to get a membership, mini games, armor, etc. Lately, however, I have been thinking about something. The high levels in RuneScape aren't being thought about. All the new armors are really for people with 40 defense. The new warrior skill barely has any requirement to enter. Castle Ward and Pest Control are almost made for low-level players because they are basically don't have to do anything as long as they have other higher levels doing all the work. I think Jackets really needs to add some new things for higher levels. I think the higher levels should get a new armor, level 80 defense to use, a new weapon, level 80 strength or 80 attack or both. And a new guild. The guild would include high-level monsters and such. Since a lot of people have been talking about range and mage, I have decided to add it to my thread. I think that a new mage and new range armor should be made. When you get to level 80 or 90 in that skill, I also think rangers should get a new bow when they reach 80 range. The new bow should be a defense requirement too. I also think that some serious improvements need to be made on the mage and range guild, including higher requirements to get in.
Well, that certainly is a mouthful of rap there. I don't know. But there is a point that they are catering to the lower levels just to get more people to sign up. Ooh, yay, I get this blue and red Castle Wars armor with the stats of Mithril. It's so amazing. Wow.
Hey, I can have my own house. Let's all become members.
Yeah, exactly. But what is the last weapon that was introduced for somebody, say, above level 70 in an attack?
I say, no, not really.
Rune Defender?
Yeah.
No, that's 40.
Yeah, around there. The whip?
They can still use, that's the last one. The last one they can actually use? Probably be a Dragon Two-Hand or something.
Well, yeah.
Rude.
That or barrows.
Yeah, so it stopped 70, really. Yeah. There's no incentive to get new equipment past 70, so definitely needed, I'd say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'd be good.
But new range and mage equipment, what do you guys think?
Infinity Road just came out, but yeah, there could be something between the barrows and then what we got now.
Yeah, the arms is pretty good though.
Yeah.
But if you look at 4 out of 6 sets are for melee. And then
yeah.
You get people with the Carl's Coif. I don't like rain, but that's another topic, as Trekkie knows, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's what the guild increases?
I don't know.
I don't think so on the Magic Guild. I mean, that's high enough. I think that's the highest guild to get in, I think.
Yeah.
Besides the combat one.
That's 76, right?
66. I just got in there a few days ago.
Oh. No, Fishing Guild is the highest at 68.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, the combat ones anyway.
Yeah, that's right.
Range guild's completely crap.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
You'll never see anybody really in there at all. It doesn't really give you anything to work with.
Mm-hmm.
And plus, they sell better bows all the way in Varrock than what they have there. I'm sorry. The only good thing about there is that you can get rune arrows.
Oh, yeah.
But still, you have to spend a lot of time there for it. And do you really use them?
No, I haven't used rune arrows in ages. Anyways, next rant?
Okay.
Who wants to read this one?
Shane, you do it.
Oh.
Yeah, you're the only one that has a red one yet.
I know, but I read the text section, but okay. Dueling X-ingers. I think I know what that is. Dual X-ingers. I think that's where you close your window.
I don't duel.
No. I was staking a few hundred Ks to people my level till this guy with 6 levels lower asked me to stake his Santa. Since all I had would be worth a Santa, I was risk it since I had a bigger chance I'd win. He pulls out the fanciest crystal shield and wins against my rune kite. Too bad. Anyways, so I borrow his 40k death and a dragon square from my friend, stake him again, and I was winning. So badly he had done me 8 damage while I constantly hit 16, and when she was less than on 25 hit points, I thought, yes, I won most of it back, until your opponent has timed out. I come back to the staking arena with only my 40k death, the other guy logs back in and claims he lagged. I reported him for item scamming. Now why in the hell would you do that when he's not item scamming, I'd like to know. Anyway,
actually, technically, is he's running from the fighting, taking your items with it.
He didn't take the items.
Good point.
He didn't. He still had his 40k death items. The other guy logs back in, claiming lag. Basically, even worse than item scamming. Then 4 other people also said he timed out against them, so I lost everything I worked for months. But this guy just gets away easily that I lost something. I accept, but I thought it. I won't be back until this happens. It just hurts, especially if the guy starts playing me, because I said I reported him. Well, if you guys could please tell me where to report people for this and actually get banned, I would be so happy. If you want, I could tell you guys' name, but I don't think that is allowed here. Thanks for your time. Be aware of these people.
Hmm.
Okay, first point. There is a little X in the upper portion of the screen that closes a window, and when you click on that window, it closes.
Yeah.
Basically, that closes out the RuneScape window.
It removes you from the game, right?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
My question is, whenever you do that, it automatically logs you out, or does it not?
No, not if you're in combat.
Okay.
If you're in combat, I think they do the 10-second rule.
Okay, so you wouldn't log out for 10 seconds.
Already. Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. If you're not fighting, then yeah, it'll completely log you out. But if you're fighting something, then you'll stay there for a while.
The point is, there's no way to disable the X button on the screen. So technically, people can do that if they want. There's no way to stop them. And I don't think there's any way that Jagex can track this. And they can't just start banning people for inappropriate logouts, you know? Like, say my computer blue screen of death goes up and something like that happens. And I'm on, and that's an incomplete logout, so oops, I get banned for the incompetence of the Windows crew for making it so that blue screen of deaths happen. That's not fair. There's nothing you can do about this. Basically, accept it that you lost. If you think this person's going to do this, don't duel them, and make sure you have forfeit on. It's part of the game, folks. Thank you. Does anybody have anything else they want to say?
Well, there's no point in staking if you're going to forfeit.
Well, but I don't know. I don't stake, do you?
No, I don't even duel.
No.
Exactly.
Well, don't duel yet, anyway.
Why do you have such high combat, then, if you're not in a clan and you don't do any PKing or dueling?
I kill a lot of monsters.
Okay, then.
Yeah, Shane. Down, boy.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Wow. That pretty much sums up rants. What do we have next? RSBNB matters. Wow. One of you guys want to take a look at the stats sig page for me? Tell me what you see there. What do you see there?
I see nothing.
It's a huge page of stat signatures.
Yeah, it's going to
watch
loads.
Yeah, huge.
We have 24 active stat sigs with construction on them and one free-to-play sig. So basically, we've finished adding sigs for the time being, so there are a whole new selection of sigs to check out. Some of them are very, very nice. Definitely recommend you go see the new sigs. That's on the StatSig page. Anyways, new StatSigs.
Okay. That's from episode one.
Yes, we do have some clips from episode one of RSBNB Update. Seeing as this is the 1 year episode. Wow. Taking a long time. So, here's the first clip from episode one. This is my first appearance on RSBNB Update. I will play it now.
Everybody seems to feel that carpentry and player-owned houses were promised a long time ago, if anybody out there remembers that sheet that Jagex put out about things that they were going to do and whatnot. But they say honestly that they are coming out, so I am going to hold them to that.
Okay, that was my first noticeable thing on RSBNB Update. Here's Pika's old signature opening.
Good morning, good afternoon, good night. From the high desert, this is the world-famous RSBNB Update. This is Pika69 with your friend Shane12088.
Hello there.
Okay, for our first topic, we're going to go with the seeds and farming equipment for the new RuneScape updates. And to start this off, recently RuneScape released the seeds and farming equipment from the stuff in Draenor, and it's kind of okay, I guess.
So there you have it. That was the first opening of the episode 01 of RSBNB Update. Wow. My computer here is giving me some issues, so I won't be playing all the clips, and they do add up to about 4 minutes in length, but I have the closing, some talking about noobs, some definite great clips. I'll be sure to post these with the episode.
Or you could edit it in later.
Yeah, I could do that too. But it's just far too long to play all these clips. I got, 4 minutes worth of clips, and I don't really want to delay the show for much longer. We've been going for about over an hour and 10 minutes recording here, so yeah.
That's why you take some time during the weekend, play it, and then edit it in from a different file.
Yeah. So we do have other things like closing, Pika's remarks and stuff like that. Basically, Pika's last show was on episode 49, so Pika will be missed on RSBNB Update. As we know, he did bring great amounts of energy and whatnot to the show. We all remember some of Pika's famous quotes, such as the skirt one, the dragon rant, all those other kind of things like that. So Pika will be missed. And Brad will be taking Pika's place weekly. We will be doing the show on Wednesdays now. That's that. And finally, we do have added some RSBNB Informer staff once again. Congratulations to Southrend and the Moth Assassin on being RSBNB Informer applications. Well.
Make us proud, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Make us proud.
Thank
you. Don't let us down.
So, RSBNB Informer applications are closed for this month. We may be opening them again next month. So,
one more thing?
Yeah, one more thing.
If you guys... one more little thing? Can I have one more little thing?
Yes, go right ahead.
If you guys don't do a good job on newspaper, I'm going to kill every single one of you.
Oh, no, you don't.
Yeah, I'm going to PK you one way or another.
Thank you. So, what have we been doing on RuneScape? Lance?
Let's start with Lance.
Yes, go right ahead.
Basically just continuing mining, getting the money, and I recently reached 86 fletching, and also got White Mystic after a long 3-day struggle to get it.
Well, that's good.
At the low price of 400k now.
Wow.
So yeah, the prices are dropping.
That's good. Let's see. Trekkie, what have you been up to on RuneScape?
Same thing.
Oh yeah. Same thing as always, combat or fishing?
Fishing, went a little bit to the Warrior Steel, but not much.
Okay. Thank you. Oh, and what have I been up to? Not much, really.
Herblore.
No, not Herblore. I've been doing site stuff this past week, which I must get back to RSBNB stuff. I must.
Okay.
Just get a banner maker in your house already.
No, not yet. So, I guess we're done for episode 52 of RSBNB Update to one more year of my RuneScape show. Have
okay.
a great weekend, everyone.
Bye, guys. Have a nice summer. Remember, school
Hi.
Is over. School is now officially over.
Two reasons to party.
We'll see you guys all next week with our usual show.
Bye.
Adios.